Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. The weather is really nice, so I really appreciate you being here. I'm from University of Florida. I'm a plant physiologist, and my main research area is plant stress physiology in vegetable transplants, during transplanting and establishment. And today, I'd like to talk about how bare root strawberry transplants respond to nitrogen fertilization rates, and we used a scanner-based lysotron system for this study. So before I talk about the study, I'd like to give you some background information about bare root strawberry transplants. And you can see the picture of the bare root transplants. And these transplants are grown in open field in the nursery in California, North Carolina, or Canada. And they grow when they are at the right size. Nurseries harvest them from the field, and they remove the soil, and they pack them in a box, and then ship it to Florida. So by the time we receive the plants, or by the time we put them in the field, you can see the root system is mostly dried out, and they don't have a function to uptake water or nutrients. And that's why we use the sprinkler irrigation during the establishment for typically between 10 to 14 days, so the plants can survive and until, you know, they can develop the new roots and survive by themselves. In Florida, transplanting is typically between late September to mid-October. And you can see in October and until mid-November, that's going to be establishment time. Plants normally have vegetative growth. And the harvest will start from mid-November. And in November and December, the fruit production is very small, but the market prices are highest at this time. So this is the critical time for strawberry growers in Florida. They try to maximize the fruit production during the early harvest. And in January until mid-February, Valentine's Day, the market price is still good, and plants produce more and more fruit. But after that, the harvest peaks, but the price goes down, mainly because California starts to harvest strawberries. And the growers in Florida, they stop the harvest depending on the market price, sometimes at the beginning of March or at the end of February. This table shows commercial nitrogen fertilization practice used by Florida growers. For the pre-plant fertilization, most growers don't put anything, and that's mainly because our soil is so sandy and also because we do the sprinkler irrigation. So if we put fertilizer at pre-plant, a lot of that can be leached down. And after sprinkler irrigation, that's when we start to do the fertilization. And during first 3 weeks, we use the high dose, up to 2 pounds, or it can be up to 3 pounds of nitrogen per acre per day. And I like to know that the unit is pound per acre per day. And we use daily basis rate because our soil is sandy. And for most vegetable crops, the fertilizer is applied through the drip tape. So we try to control the small amount daily basis. So our recommendation when we talk about fertilization for vegetable production, we use pound per acre per day. And after that, we gradually reduce the rate. And at the end of the season, the typical rate growers use is between 3/4 to 1 pound of nitrogen per acre per day. And the benefit of this commercial practice is also supported by the research data. So we did a few trials to test different application rate of nitrogen during the early season between 0.2 and 1.8. And we compare different rates only during the early season in October and November. So after December, we used a fixed rate of 1 pound of nitrogen per acre per day. And the pictures in the bottom of the slide, these are taken in January. So at this time, plants are already receiving the same amount of nitrogen for all the treatments, but you can see the application rate of nitrogen during the early season or establishment period has a huge impact on canopy development and also on the fruit production. And the impact on fruit production is not only during the early harvest in November and December, which is the yellow bar, but it has impact until the late harvest, which is the red bar. So we know that adding a higher nitrogen rate during establishment is beneficial. It works. But the question is, why do we put more nitrogen when the plants are small? Because their nutrient requirement is also small. And we think it has something to do with the root system of strawberry transplants. So as I discussed earlier, that we use bare root transplants. And their initial root system is dried, it's mainly desiccated, and it doesn't have a high water and nutrient uptake capacity. And also, they don't have many alive roots at all. So it's not only the capacity of nutrient uptake, but also the access to the nutrient solution in the soil is very, very limited. So we think because the plants have such inefficient nutrient uptake capacity, adding a higher nutrient solution to the soil can help these plants to uptake more nutrients. And when the plants develop more four root system, then they become more efficient, and they will have a root system, extensive root system, to uptake nutrients from the entire bed. So even when we apply a lower nitrogen rate, they can uptake sufficient amount of nitrogen. So to test this hypothesis, we did a rhizotron study. So the rhizotron study we built in our lab, it has a scan window between the scan window of 23 by 30.5 centimeter. Soil volume is about 2,600 cubic centimeter. We used a field soil for this experiment, so the data can be more practical. And it's also convenient for the study because the soil is already fumigated. So we won't have to worry about pests or disease issues during the experiment. And we used a field soil bulk density to minimize the negative impact of soil compaction. There are two types of image data from this experiment. One is the overhead photo on your left, just using the compact digital camera. And then the other image is the root image. We use the flat-based scanner. That's going to be on the right. And we use the ImageJ software to convert the image from color image to binary image, black and white, so we can calculate canopy area and also root number, length, and root surface area. So some of the image analysis, we built a macro, so it's kind of semi-automated. And the cultivar we use for this experiment is Florida Radiance. That's the major cultivar in Florida that maybe 70% of growers are using. We tested 6 nitrogen rates from 0.5 to 3 pounds of nitrogen per acre per day. And we use completely randomized design with 5 replicates. And one replicate is each rhizotron container. During the first 10 days, we use sprinkler irrigation, and we didn't add any nitrogen to simulate a field condition. After that, we initiated a nitrogen treatment daily basis, and we added a nitrogen fertilizer solution at different concentration to the soil. And here is the canopy area data, and nitrogen application rate on x-axis, and we have data from 7, 14, up to 43 days after planting. And again, during the first 10 days, we didn't do any nitrogen treatments. So canopy area didn't show any significant response to nitrogen rate at 7 and 14 days after planting. They started to show significant linear increase with nitrogen rate at 21 days after planting. And then you can see that the response became more significant over time, and the slope increased from 2.77 at 21 days to 4.28, 6.85, and 7.05 at the end of the experiment. In contrast to canopy area data, root surface area did not show any significant response to nitrogen rate until 35 days after planting. And they finally show significant linear increase with nitrogen rate at the end of the experiment, 43 days. And we sampled the plants at the end of the experiment, and here you see on the left the lowest nitrogen, it's supposed to be 0.5, the left is going to be the lowest nitrogen rate, and then on the right, that's the highest nitrogen rate, 3 pounds. And you can see the treatment effect on the canopy size and also on the root system. You can also see the difference between the initial roots and the new roots. The initial roots, they became dark brown during the experiment. And you can see the new roots are more fresh and having a much lighter color. You can also see the new roots growing from from the crown tissue. So you can see these crown roots and more roots from for the higher nitrogen rates compared to the low nitrogen rate treatment. And we found that the new roots are generating not only from the crown tissue, but also actually some roots are growing from the initial roots. So the initial roots, we think that they don't have much water uptake capacity, but they still maintain the function to generate new roots. So they might not be so important as a root to uptake water, but it's still important because they can generate new roots. And for the samples we got at the end of the experiment, we measured some shoot and the root growth variables. And you can see the crown diameter, it showed a linear increase with nitrogen rate. And canopy area, again, it showed linear increase with nitrogen rate. And the figure on the left bottom corner, this is the new crown root number, and also showed linear increase with nitrogen application rate. Root length showed more exponential increase, peaking at 2 pounds nitrogen per acre per day. And we did a correlation analysis to test the relationship between the shoot growth variables and the root growth variables. We found there was a significant correlation between new crown root number per plant and crown diameter. So thicker the crown, they produce more roots from the crown tissue. There was a significant correlation between root length and the canopy area or leaf dry weight. So when they have larger canopy, they had more extensive root system. So in conclusion, we found that most roots of bare root strawberry transplants are desiccated with very limited water uptake capacity, but they still maintain the function to generate new roots. So new roots are developed not only from the crown tissue, but also from the initial roots. Canopy growth responds to nitrogen fertilization quicker than root growth. Increases in crown diameter can promote new root formation, and increases in canopy area can promote root elongation. And the conclusion is relatively high nitrogen rates between 2 to 3 pounds of nitrogen per acre per day during the establishment is important to improve establishment and also early fruit production. And that's really critical. Again, it's because of the high market price in November and December. So I just want to show you one more slide before I finish my presentation. So we are now using the rhizotone system for different crops, and these are the images from tomato transplants. And you can see they have different response compared to strawberry. So it shows 0 to 12 days after planting. Between 0 to day 6, you can see not much growth in the above ground portion, but there are a lot of new roots growing. And you can also see the branching going on 6 days after planting. And after they got extensive root system, you can see now the shoot is growing very rapidly from day 6 to day 12. So here is showing the importance of root system for shoot growth and how shoot growth is dependent on the root growth during transplanting. So now our focus is to compare the root morphology in different crops and also the strategies to improve the root system so we can improve the establishment and improve the yield, especially during the early season. I'd like to thank my collaborators, Florida Strawberry Grower Association, who is also a sponsor for this project, and I'd like to thank my team, my students, and the technicians who work so hard to get the data. Thank you so much for your attention.
From around the plant in the first 10 days of irrigation. So
Okay. So the question was if we can keep the roots like moist during the shipping, so they have more active root system at the time of planting. I think that might be challenging because how they ship the plant materials, you know, they like to pack as many plants as possible in the box, so the shipping fee is cheap. And well, the main reason we use bare root transplants is the cost. It's much cheaper. Actually, there is another type of transplants available, which is the plug transplants. It's grown in a cell tray, so they have a live root system. So actually, some growers, if they want to, you know, improve the establishment, or if they want to plant even earlier to get a more early production, they use the plug transplants. So I think that's going to be a better option than, you know, trying to keep the roots more moist or alive for the bare root transplants. And the other question was priming for transplants. That might be possible because, like, especially like adding more nitrogen, our bare root transplants, you know, we keep the foliage on the transplants. But in California, actually, many growers trim the top before planting. And in Florida, growers believe that having foliage can help the establishment because nitrogen can be translocated from the leaves to the roots or to the crown. So actually, I don't know. I didn't think about it, but the priming by adding more nitrogen before shipping, it might be beneficial. Okay, thank you.